Say, I never thought of that. All Jews are connected. Very interesting. Well, there we are on Oogie Street, and there's the synagogue, or shul.
Is that really a shul? It looks like a Chinese building, and so small.
Even Anshika Toffel was bigger than this. If the Guinness Book of World Records had a section for the smallest shul, this one would win by a mile, or an inch.
Inside, the little shul seemed even smaller than on the outside. It was barely a room with a few benches and a table in the middle for a bima. But there was an old Aron Kodesh in front, with a Ner Tamid and a Shtender, and that already made us feel a little more at home. Suddenly, an old man came over to us.
Shalom. Welcome to Bangkok, Thailand, Shu. Largest Shu in Thailand. My name, Me Too. I cream up Shu of a Duffing. My name, Me Too.
Me Too?
No, not you two. Me Too.
But I said you two. I mean Me Too.
Ah, you two say Me Too.
Me Too. I mean you two. I mean I do.
Ah, Me Too.
A few minutes later, a group of Jewish men began to fill up the little shul.
Look, what a pleasant surprise. People, real people for Rosh Hashanah. Shalom.
Welcome
to the shul from a little shul from Bangkok. Look, everybody, look, there's people here from Rosh Hashanah. Oh, it's wonderful, and we're so happy to have you with us. It's really great that you came. Now we'll have a minion for the high holiday, Rosh Hashanah.
You mean you don't even have a minion to daven on Rosh Hashanah? How could I daven in a shul like that?
Well, we had one as recently as 8 years ago, but you see, not that many Jewish people come to Bangkok all the time to have a minion. This is the first time in 8 years that we're all here together. It's wonderful. Me too.
Zaidi, maybe it's for sure that we ended up in the shul at this time to complete the minion.
And perhaps you could lead us into prayers. You see, none of us really knows how to do it right.
Yeah, that's right.
No problem.
Could
you please help us?
We're not that good at it. Maybe he could do it.
And Zaidi, now you'll have a chance to blow your great-grandfather shofar for all these people. I'm sure they've never heard anything like it before.
Well, all right, Ellie. If everyone here is agreeable.
Of course, Rick Ripple. We want you to do it, please. Right, everybody? Right, don't we?
Yeah,
we
have to hurry. Go ahead.
You see, everyone is agreeable. Everyone likes it. Everyone wants it.